When Talut marched forth with his army, he announced, "Allah will test you at a certain river. Anyone who will drink from its water shall cease to be my soldier. And those who will not drink to quench their thirst with its water, except a sip or so from the hollow of their hand, shall fight on my side." They all drank from it in spite of this warning, except a few of them. When he and those who believed with him crossed the river, they said, "We have no power left this day against Jalut, Goliath, and his warriors." But the believers, who knew they would meet with Allah, replied, "It has often happened that a small group, by the grace of Allah, has vanquished a mighty army. Allah is with those who endure with patience." When they advanced to face Jalut, Goliath, and his warriors, they prayed, "Our Rabb, fill our hearts with steadfastness, make our steps firm, and help us, give us victory against the unbelievers." By Allah's will, they put the unbelievers to flight, and David, killed Jalut. Allah gave Daud the kingdom and wisdom and taught him what else he pleased. If Allah had not been repelling one set of people by the might of others, there would indeed be disorder on earth. But Allah is gracious to all the worlds. These are the revelations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We recite them to you in truth. Surely you, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, are one of our Rasuls.